Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. A-Rod has started writing a memoir, Tony. Will you ever write a memoir?
Tony Kornheiser, are you kidding? I don't even remember what we talked about on Friday. I could not look back on my life with any accuracy.
Yeah, you could.
But you boys with A-Rod, right? You boys with A-Rod.
I like A-Rod.
Do you think
a lot.
You'll be in it?
It's a great company.
Will you be in the memoir?
Me?
You think?
Oh, I don't rise
to
that bar. I don't rise to that standard. Oh, no. I'm not even a footnote. No, I like A-Rod's company, enjoy him very, very, very much, but A-Rod's got A-listers. I don't rise to that level.
I hope you're a footnote. I mean, come on, at least a footnote. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, Tiger goes the distance, Mac McClung wins the dunk contest, and Mike Malone calls the NBA All-Star game, I'm quoting here verbatim, the worst basketball game ever played, unquote.
Kill shot.
But
kill
we begin
shot.
Today. We begin with the news that Russell Westbrook plans to buy his way out of Utah and play for the Los Angeles Clippers. The Clippers have an opening in the backcourt because at the trade deadline, they dumped out a bunch of underperforming point guards, including John Wall. Wilbon, is Westbrook going to the Clippers a big deal, a little deal, or no deal at all?
Minimum big deal, potentially huge deal. Huge. Tony, and the Clippers go as Kawhi Leonard and Paul George go. And we got that. And a very deep roster, which people knew from the very beginning. Yeah. Charles Barkley, our dear friend, he picked the Clippers to win at the beginning of the year. And this move, Tony, moves them back in that direction with Phoenix, with Boston, with Milwaukee, to me. Because the one thing they probably didn't have was an organizer. You mentioned that they let some point guards go. They did. They still need one. They need somebody. And by the way, with the temperament of Paul George and Kawhi Leonard, having a blast furnace guy like Russell Westbrook, it seems to be the way to go. And let me just say this. I believe that Ty Lue, who probably is the most underrated coach in the NBA and one of the two or three best in my book, this is a great place for him to go. It may drive T. Lue crazy for a while, but he can handle it. Because T. Lue's had these situations. They had Kyrie and LeBron. He knows what he's doing. And so this is a big deal, Tony, that bumps the Clippers right up to the top in that discussion of the Western Conference race, in my opinion.
So here's the bad news for Russell Westbrook. He can't shoot anymore. He can't shoot. He's a 43% shooter from the field and, much worse, 30% from three. These are bad numbers, so don't take those shots anymore. And here's the good news for Russell Westbrook. That's why you have Kawhi Leonard and Paul George on your team.
Yep.
Because they can shoot and they can score, right? Russell Westbrook, at this point, is not the Hall of Famer that he was 4 and 5 years ago. But he's a very durable, very reliable, very dependable player. Averaging 29 minutes for the Lakers, he still had, 16 points, 8 assists, and 6 rebounds. And I think that will go up. If you are a sports columnist, as we were, this is a great story because Russell Westbrook gets to stay in Los Angeles, where he wanted to be a star.
His hometown.
Gets to play against and beat the Lakers and LeBron, who soured on him at some point. And I think they play one time on April 5th. I agree with you that this could be a very, very big story. The problem with the Clippers, you can praise them all you want. In their DNA, they're chokers. No matter who wears their uniform, every year they go out early. Maybe Westbrook can change it. Maybe he can.
Yeah, Tony, it is a great story. A Los Angelino who grew up rooting for the Lakers is now in that building on the other locker room. And it's got to burn him. This is the kind of thing. These aren't chips on his shoulders. These are boulders on Russell Westbrook. I can't wait to see it.
Totally agree.
Yeah.
Totally agree. So whatever he's got left, he's going to use it to beat the Lakers.
Yes. Yes, he's going to give it. He ain't going to leave it in the locker room. Let's move to the NBA All-Star Weekend. Mac McClung was Saturday's standout with his win in the dunk contest, threw down. Sunday's game, if you want to call it that, 184-175 layup line that Team Giannis won and Team LeBron coach Mike Malone called the worst basketball game ever played. Tony, your biggest takeaway from the weekend was what?
So I have to be very honest. I watched not a single play of the actual game last night. It took hours to choose the teams, and I was done, and I didn't stay with it. I watched very little of it over three nights, but I accept the fact that everybody's talking about Mac McClung and what he did, and we remember him from Georgetown before Patrick Ewing ran him out of town.
Well,
they ran him out of town. The question is this. This is your All-Star weekend. Not only is McClung not an All-Star, he's not even in the league. He's on a two-way deal with a G League team in Philadelphia. So I don't know if that's what you want instead of All-Stars, but let me give him all the credit in the world. Not only were his dunks great, but they were on the first try. There was no second and third like has happened before. On the first try. So he achieves a certain type of immortality, Mike. He really does. He will be remembered for this for about 20 years, which is 15 years longer than anybody remembers anything anymore. So good for Mac McClung.
I will say this. The notion that he saved the dunk contest, everything is so overstated. And there's nothing that is hyped like All-Star Weekend. My God. I love the weekend. I've come to hate Sunday, the actual game. But have people forgotten what Blake Griffin did when he jumped over a car? Did Kia even exist before Blake Griffin jumped over one? I mean, let's not get crazy. I mean, there are people who have had great dunks every few years, and people go, my God, they saved that. Right. Stop. Mac McClung was great, but let's not make these the greatest dunks of all time necessarily, not for somebody as old as me. Now, the All-Star game, and by the way, when Kevin Durant tweeted something to the effect of, can we – like, get more All-Stars involved here? Can we act like this is All-Star?
Right.
Good for Kevin Durant. Good for Kevin Durant to make that observation. So don't be hating on him and then come back and say he owes Mac McClung an apology. No, he doesn't. He didn't name Mac McClung. Now, the game is a layup line. It's a waste of time. The game. The weekend, Tony, you know how I love All-Star Weekend and have loved it all my life.
I know.
And that part of that is to be able to be in the lobby with the likes of Jerry West and, in my life, Bill Russell and Julius Irving and Elgin Baylor and all the great All-Stars and talk to them and listen to them. It's, my God, it's a filter through which you can see the culture of basketball. But don't tell me this game fits that. Don't tell me this game is this game's
junk. You have access. You have access that the regular schmo out in the street doesn't have. Let me say this.
Well,
if you have a celebrity game and you have to be under 30 to know who the celebrities are, you have to ask yourself, what is All-Star Weekend? If you have a skills contest and you don't know who the people are, Giannis Antetokounmpo's brother was in this. His brother. Like, I love Don Wilbon. He's not doing PTI with us. He could, but he's not. You have to figure out what is All-Star Weekend. Wilbon, you and I watched so many hours of the Genesis Invitational at Riviera. Two things stood out above the rest. One, John Rahm won the tournament and went back to his deserved stature of number one in the world. And two, Tiger Woods made the cut, shot a 4-under-67 on Saturday and walked 72 holes. Which is the bigger deal in your mind?
Rahm. And you know how much I love Tiger. I've proclaimed it year after year after year after year for 25 years. Love watching Tiger. My brother, Don, speaking of, is like you. He comes out here to Scottsdale. He walks in the house and says, why don't you have the Tiger special group telecast on? I'm like, no, we're watching a golf tournament here. And we're going to watch the number one guy, Rahm, and we're going to see if people can catch Rahm. And they couldn't quite catch Rahm. But it's great watching Rahm. I want to watch the best in the world. Tiger may still elevate himself, particularly when we get to Augusta National in April. And then don't have to watch the special group because Tiger will be on the screen at the appropriate moment. It's always good to watch Tiger Tone, but John Rahm is worthy. He, in his last 10 events, he's been in the top 10 every time. Nobody does that except Tiger.
That's right.
So, come on, it's Rahm. The answer is Rahm.
Okay. So normally I would say Tiger. Of course I would say Tiger. And shooting a 67 in one day on a real golf course in a real tournament with real pin placements tells you he can compete. This isn't a hit and giggle with his son in a golf cart. But you are 100% right. The answer here is Rahm. And it's because Rahm now is Tiger. And let me explain. He's won three of the five PGA Tour events he's entered this year. He's won five of the nine worldwide tournaments he's entered this year. That's what Tiger did. As you say, he's been in the top 10 the last 10 tournaments. What Tiger did. Rahm's best is not Tiger's best. Not yet.
No, not yet.
But he's
yet.
The closest thing to Tiger that we have. And in this tournament, and I called you when he hit that 35-foot left to right putt for birdie on 14. I said, that's it. It's over. And if that wasn't it, then when he hits the tee shot on 16 to 2 feet, then it's over. Max Homa did not lose this tournament. Patrick Cantlay did not lose this tournament. Nobody lost it. John Rahm won this tournament. And he won this tournament, Mike. He won it when he was unsteady between 10 and 14 in the final round, when he was spraying it all over the track. And then he won the tournament. So let's give him some credit, right?
Tony, we are giving him credit. And the fact Max Homa was out there playing his butt off. You had guys still pushing late in the round when they really couldn't catch. Like Morikawa, who throws in that eagle. You had the stars of today's
PGA tournament
out there competing. You had them out there.
That's right.
And so I'm excited about the golf season to come, and I hope Tiger is sprinkled in. But right now, the golf tournament, the top of the tour can really carry the day because you have so many great players out there. Even with the defections to live, you have so many great players on tour.
Let's take a break. Coming up, should the NFL adopt some of the XFL's rules?
There's an XFL again? Really?
Yeah,
Mick Cronin calls UCLA's mock seeding comical. Is there another word? Maybe a better word. XFL. I thought
XFL,
we got rid of them 3 or 4 years ago.
No, XFL on ESPN's fine family of stations. Then in a month or two, USFL on Fox. Yeah, there's
well,
two
is
leagues.
Is he hate me still We're, around? Is he hate me still there?
Yes, he's the commissioner.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Most of our viewers are thoughtful, well-adjusted people, and others send us emails.
Mail time!
Let me see what's first here. Mick Cronin called UCLA's mock seeding comical. What do you call it?
Irrelevant. It's a mock seeding. How important could it be? This is where they start to give you, as you know, Tony, who the top eight seeds are or project to be in the tournament in you know, advance of it by, 5 weeks? And so UCLA, which is, you know, a top four, top five team, in most polls, was seeded like, you know, eighth in this. So they would be in the second set of seeds. Who cares? So Mick Cronin got angry and says, oh, this is, you know, retaliation for leaving for the Big Ten. Stop. It's irrelevant. Keep coaching that team. Keep having the kind of season you and your players have been having, and you'll get the seeding, and who gives a damn? It's amazing how just worthless things irritate people now to no end.
So I want to talk to Mick Cronin directly. Slow down, Sparky. You're upset that Arizona is seeded higher than you. Arizona beat you this year. You're upset that Kansas is seeded higher than you. Kansas plays in a much tougher conference and they're defending national champions. And you bring up this thing that you're being persecuted because you have moved or about to move from the Pac-12 to the Big Ten. If that was true, Texas, which is moving faster than you from the Big 12 to the SEC, is seeded ahead of you in this thing. So as Aaron Rodgers will say when he comes out of the dungeon of darkness, relax.
Chill. Just chill. My goodness.
Did the XFL do some things that the NFL should adopt?
You're going to carry this one, as you say to me on certain topics.
I will.
Because I ain't about to watch the XFL. I would watch the NBA All-Star game 3 times on Sunday before I allow my channel to light on the XFL. I didn't even know there was such a thing going on. I thought it was gone with He Hate Me and people bashing heads at the center of the field. So why don't you tell me what they'll adopt, because I'm not aware of the league.
Okay. So I watched total of the 4 games that were on. I watched a total of about 5 minutes, and 4 of those minutes were spent with the home team, D.C. Defenders, trying to figure out what stadium they were playing in because it wasn't FedEx Field. There were 2 things I saw, Mike, that are very good. One was the kickoff. You know, the NFL doesn't want any kickoffs. This, the kicker is in the same spot, but the coverage team is all the way down the field, 10 yards away, maybe 15 yards away from the receiving team, and they cannot move until the ball is caught. So that takes away the ability to build up ahead of steam and have collisions that impact safety and gives you back the kickoff. So I like that. And the second thing I liked was after you score a touchdown, you cannot kick a point. You choose option A, option B, or option C. If you go from the 1-yard line, you got to run or pass. You get 1 point. If you go from the 5-yard line, I believe you get 2 points. And if you go from the 10-yard line, you get 3 points. And what that means, Mike, is that a 2-score game could be as high as 18 points, which keeps more teams involved. I'm not telling you to watch it. I'm telling you that I like those 2 ideas. I just like
those
ideas.
Why don't we just go to putt-putt golf with that second thing you had? Sounds like putt-putt golf. And the fact that you watched this stuff, woo, you're stooging it up.
I watched it for 5 minutes over 2 days. Don't be hating on the XFL. Let's take one last break.
And ignoring.
Still to come. LeBron, your boy, says his stretch run will be the biggest regular season games of his career. Is that true?
Is quote accurately. And a big Daytona 500 win for Ricky Stenhouse Jr. and the team he drives for, the horse he rode in on, XFL, please.
Don't you care about the D.C. Defenders, our home team? That's where we live. Well, you don't live there a lot.
Where were they playing? Does Chicago have a team? Does Arizona have a team?
Audi Field. The D.C. Defenders
were in
Audi Field.
You've never even been there.
I wasn't crazy about it. No. I've seen it on TV, though. You know.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Happy time, people. Happy 60th birthday, Charles Barkley. How serendipitous that Barkley hit 60 just 3 days after Michael Jordan hit it. Not that we could equate their basketball careers. Barkley was truly great, an MVP and a member of the Dream Team like Jordan. But Jordan is the best, no insult to Barkley. What's interesting is what their second acts look like. Jordan owns a basketball team. Barkley owns the entire sports world. He is the most popular, most authoritative, most genuinely trusted sports person on television. Everything he's on, from his TNT show, to his commercials, to his guest shots, his warmth and enthusiasm shines through. No wonder TNT signed him to a 10-year, $100 million deal.
Of course, Tony, as we have known for a long time, one of the funniest, coolest, most engaging people that we've known. I am grateful as I sit here in the desert, partly because of my friendship with Charles, leading me west, young man, that I am here. Partly because of Charles. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy anniversary, Steve Nash and Amari Stoudemire. On this day 18 years ago, when stars participated in the NBA dunk contest, not two-way players from the G League, Stoudemire threw a ball off the backboard to Nash, who bounced it perfectly off his head, a move that a Canadian soccer player like Nash knew well, and Stoudemire slammed it home. Nash and Stoudemire were teammates on Phoenix then. Years later, they teamed up again, this time on the coaching staff in Brooklyn. They were hired in 2020. Stoudemire left after the 2022 season, and Nash left this season when he was fired. Wouldn't it be great to be a fly on the wall if Nash and Stoudemire had an honest conversation about trying to coach Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant?
That would be fun, Tony, but what I would wish for them was a do-over. Because in 2007, they were robbed by their own league of a championship. Because they would have played a really, really young, not ready for LeBron championship Cleveland team then instead of San Antonio. And Phoenix would have won that. And we wouldn't be talking about Nash and Stoudemire not having a championship. Because they earned that position that year.
Happy trails to the Daytona 500. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. won the longest Daytona ever. 212 laps, 530 miles. The race went into double overtime, which I guess is like double secret probation. Going into the first overtime, the guys on TV were predicting Kyle Busch would win and break his 0-for-17 streak at Daytona. But every time they restarted the race after a crash, there would be another crash. Busch got caught up in one of them, and Stenhouse broke his 0-for-199 streak at all tracks. I still don't know what happened, but all of a sudden I saw Stenhouse's pit crew jumping up and down. Wilbon, what happened?
Tony, I don't know what happened. When I read overtime in regard to a race, I'm still trying to... Robbie Petty hasn't caught me back yet. I got to find out what in the heck that was. By the way, you and I talked about this yesterday, about kids growing up in North Carolina who may play and become famous at other things, and yet NASCAR racing is so important to them. Brad Daugherty, one of the owners of that team with that car, single car, Brad Daugherty.
Let's go to the big finish. LeBron says he's about to play 23 of the most important regular season games of his career. Do you agree with that?
Yeah. LeBron says, I don't want to be out of the playoffs two straight years. So to get out of that, Tony, they may have to go 17-6. That's going to be really hard. Kentucky beat then number 10 Tennessee for the second time. Is that a big deal?
Yeah, here comes Kentucky. Here comes a blue blood. Tennessee was ranked as high as 2 this year. Jonathan Toews is dealing with long COVID. Your thoughts?
I hope he gets well. He's one of the great players in Blackhawks franchise history. 3 championships with Patrick Kane. Just wish him well. He can play again at his level, Tony. Georgetown snapped his 22-game road losing streak by beating Butler. Is that significant?
Well, they've won 2 out of 9. That's a real heater for them, but they're 2-34 in the Big East in the last 2 years. Last one, number 3 Kansas and number 24 TCU tonight. Who you got?
TCU needs to stop a slide at home, but I'm going to go with Kansas, which is 1-4 straight.
We're out of time. We will try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
And I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And now, here's SportsCenter.
Brad Daugherty and Michael Jordan, they love auto racing. Because there was Carolina Panthers or Hurricane or Charlotte. No, not when they were kids.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. 2 things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number 1, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.